Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today it's a special roundtable discussion as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight. Welcome to today's episode of Business Spotlight with Logistics Plus. Today we will be discussing human resources with HR Manager Tracy Coffey, HR Coordinator Cindy Rao, Admin Maria Zerwinski, and Katie Fariska from the Logistics Plus Human Resources team. And we'll start with Tracy, the HR Manager for Logistics Plus. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us. And please give our listeners a little insight into your background, how you came to Logistics Plus, and what your role with LP entails.
Well, I came to LP it'll be 8 years in April. I think I came to LP for a lot of the same reason that people come to LP now. They were looking for a change. I knew a couple of people that worked for them. I was looking for a change. I was coming out of the manufacturing sector. My background is primarily purchasing and payroll and all kinds of interesting things that I've done over the years, mostly for private organizations and as well as some large Fortune 500s. But when I came to LP, they were in the transition where they just hit over 100 employees. And so they were looking for a little more stability on that end. The woman that had preceded me moved on, and we had, I guess when I got here, we had about 100 employees in the U.S. And it was when HR kind of first started. I think we are definitely a typical HR department. We do a lot of hands-on things. It's not the standard, you know, come to someone with a problem. We needed to create a department that we could support all of our operations teams as well as, you know, support them in other ways. So my role with LP has definitely changed over the last 8 years. At this point, we are more than three times the size in the U.S. and well more than four times the size overseas or, you know, in international countries. So the role, I guess that's kind of difficult. I moved freight last week in Chicago. I drove a forklift, which is always fun for a big project, while also simultaneously hiring three employees. So our roles will change as the needs change. And that's pretty much as good as it gets.
And the story, Tracy, you just told us about driving the forklift, that is a perfect example of what it's like to work at LP. Just because you have a role as HR manager, it's no different than any other role in the company when it comes to helping your teammates when the company needs you to.
Absolutely. You know, we've really grown in warehousing, and one of the best things, I think one of the most fun things that have come out of the last few years is as we've really grown in warehousing, I get to spend a lot more time with my employees that are not in Erie. Until just recently, we've always had more employees in Erie, and now we actually have more in other states than we do in Erie. And my role had to change. I am considered, I think, the chief bottle washer is what a lot of people call me. Jim and I have taken the trash out in Union Station, I think, more than anybody else. But it truly is anyone that needs a hand, let's lend the hand. And sometimes you're doing a few roles at once. And I think that's what makes it interesting.
Thank you for that, Tracy. Let's bring in Cindy Rao. And Cindy, same thing we asked Tracy at the onset. Give us some info about your background and your role with LP.
Sure. So I've been with Logistics Plus for about 3.5 years. When I first interviewed with Logistics Plus, it was with Jim Berlin himself, and it was for a finance position. Prior to coming on board HR at Logistics Plus, I was a finance HR manager at the Humane Society, only 30 employees there. It's such a huge difference, not-for-profit versus for-profit companies, and then the amount of employees as well. So I went from 30 employees to, when I started, it was close to 200. Mm-hmm. anyways, there wasn't an open role for finance, but he heard a little bit more of my HR background, put me in front of Aaron Berlin, and we chatted, and then I landed the job in HR. About 8 months into working with Tracy, Jim came to me and said he needed some admin help for one of our clients. There was about 30 people on that team, and he said, you know, it's no big deal, just a little admin stuff. Well, as it goes in true LP style, it becomes a big deal, and you do so much more than what you are anticipating, which is great. You never know what you're going to get. And now that team is 75 plus employees and operating globally. So yeah, it's pretty interesting seeing what's going to happen from day to day.
I'll bet it is. Thank you so much, Cindy. Let's move on to Maria. And Maria, tell us about your background.
I'm a recent college graduate. I graduated in 2020 from Barron's in marketing. So I'm not quite HR, but I did an internship with LP in my sophomore to junior year that summer. And it was in operations. And I just, as soon as I graduated, I wanted to need to get a full-time job during the pandemic. And I remembered LP being an incredible internship and just reached out to Tracy and Jim and just asked if there was anything. And a few months later, I was brought on to their LP medical division and kind of transitioned into HR and some other things. So,
and another great story there. Maria, thank you for that. Last but not least, let's move on to Katie and hear how Katie became a member of the LP family.
My background is military. I came up through the military, and then I was into teaching for the education. And I took a little bit of a placeholder while my son was continuing his high school adventure, because that's what it was. And then it was my turn to focus on me. So I was tired of being busy in four different places, and I thought that this would be my perfect busy all in one spot. And it sure has become that, which is a new adventure and a joy. And I'm less than 6 months into the role, so still a lot to discover and learn about it and the fun and laughs that we're having so far. So world domination.
Well, first off, Katie, thank you for your service. And secondly, world domination, that might be the best answer that we've ever had on this Business Spotlight program. That was terrific. Thank you. As we know from recent and past interviews, LP has been enjoying some tremendous growth over the past several years. How do you keep up with it all from an HR perspective? Cindy, it looks like you want to answer that one first.
Well, it's definitely a challenge. I think it's important that we, as an HR team, make sure we're communicating to each other any updates that we see on our end, follow up with each other, kind of know who's doing which role, but also following up with them and saying, hey, where are we at on this, in this stage of the onboarding process? We go through lots of interviews, lots of onboarding. We've had lots of new hires in the past. I don't even know. I don't think it stopped since I started.
No, and there was like 53 that we had counted, I think, in the last 6 months. I think that one of the things that Cindy and I have marveled about is we've probably done over 500 interviews in the last year. COVID has definitely changed the way everyone does everything, but in logistics and in some of the other areas that we're in the niche roles and the things that we're looking for, you kind of have to fly by the seat of your pants sometimes. And that's what LP's good at, right? You can't just rely on your SOPs and this is how we always do it. So this last year has definitely given us the ability to pivot a little more and change some things up. But Cindy absolutely is right. The biggest thing should be the communication. We are all going in opposite directions at all hours of the day. And everyone has other things on their plate aside from HR other than Katie. And so, you know, we just try to cover our bases as much as possible.
I just wanted to add that, yeah, flexibility is definitely a key factor in this role.
I can only imagine how important flexibility has been. That's a great point, especially considering what's gone on with the pandemic the last 2 years. As we move along, we'll open these questions up to the entire panel. Are you able to share with us any updates on the number of employees LP currently has, both locally as well as globally?
So we have about 1,000 employees globally, and we're in a little bit over 30 countries.
In the U.S., we've got about 370, but as of Monday, I think there's 6 new on board. So every Monday brings us a new excitement, right? We every Monday gives us some more numbers. We're definitely on that trajectory, though, and we have more than tripled our base in 8 years.
Wow, those are incredible numbers, about 365 domestically, 1,000 worldwide. Great statistics. Do you have 2022 new employee projections that you would like to bring on in the U.S. as well as globally this year?
Well, if you're looking for a job, that's awesome because we're happy to help. You know anybody else? We are currently hiring right now at this very moment in New Jersey, in Texas, in Chicago, in Erie, and South Carolina. So welcome aboard. We will find something for you to do. We can teach anyone how to drive a forklift. The projections are, you know, one of the things that I know that we always talk about at LP, but it's true. We don't have that map out other than what the business provides us. So as things are changing in the world with due to COVID and things like that, and obviously there's some supply chain snafus right now, as all of that ebbs and flows, we ebb and flow with it. And if we find a customer tomorrow that we need to seat 30 people for, then that's our trajectory.
For someone that's looking into a career with LP, an ideal candidate is someone adaptable, who's not afraid of change, that understands that no 2 days are ever going to be the same, correct?
Absolutely. That is the one thing that we all stress in our vetting process, because we're not for everyone, and we don't, no one is, right? But we truly aren't. You do have to be adaptable. You have to be flexible. You have to be all of those things. The best part is that we have a wonderful group of people that came in doing something very different than they're doing now, and that have traveled all over the world, because when we send an email out that says, hey, who wants to go to California and open a warehouse, people raise their hands. And I think that is my favorite part about LP. So finding those people that are looking for something like that may not always be easy, but I think we do a pretty good job.
We look for people that are up to thinking outside the box, you know, providing those creative solutions, driven, wanting to do the next great thing and not just sitting and taking a back seat. We really want everyone to feel like they have skin in the game and have a voice.
And that is the perfect segue into the next question. Logistics Plus has been repeatedly recognized as a top workplace by the Great Place to Work certification organization and Fortune and Inc. magazines. How would you describe the LP culture to a new interviewee, and what makes LP's workplace so great?
I think the culture that we always like to say we work hard and play hard is kind of something we throw out there, is all of us, you know, we work really hard, but we also work really well together. The golden rule Jim likes to share is treat others how you'd like to be treated. And I think everybody here definitely does that. We are all willing to help each other, willing to jump in. You can walk down the hall here and smile and wave at everybody. No one's going to give you a frown or a, you know, look the other way kind of situation. It's just a lot of great camaraderie and, you know, working well together as well.
And again, like we've done with the last few questions, this is open for anybody to answer. Why do you think LP employees enjoy working for the company so much? And are there any unique things you do to keep employees happy at Logistics Plus?
I think Jim instills a lot of connection between departments. We spend so much of our time working with each other. He wants everyone to like each other. So he does things like free lunch Wednesday, every other Wednesday. We get to go down to the brewery and just talk with other departments, get to know each other. You know, in the summer, we'll do games in the park, like bubble soccer, things like that. He wants people to enjoy who they're working with and just enjoy what they're doing. It's not for everyone. Transportation never stops. So you have high stress, fast pace, things that you have to take care of. So you also want to enjoy what you're doing as while you're doing it. And I think this helps kind of break that up a little bit.
It's been well publicized that almost every industry is struggling to find qualified employees right now. What is LP's approach to hiring and recruitment this year? And does that strategy differ from past years due to the struggle to find qualified employees?
I think the struggle is real everywhere, but I it's not an easy question to answer for us only because it's very different in Erie than it is in the Dallas area or the Houston area or the Chicago metro area. Because Erie, we're a small town, and we are blessed, and one of the reasons that Jim openly has multiple times spoken about staying in Erie and keeping the headquarters here, we have the universities. We have such a strong group of people that work for us that we really still rely on a lot of references in Erie. That's not as easy to do in other areas because they are such larger metro areas, but we've got some great teams that we always are able to reach out to in Dallas. You know, hey, anybody have a friend? Does anybody know of anyone that they think would be really, you know, really interested in this? Obviously here in Erie, when looking for transportation people, there's few of us that work in transportation in Erie. We all know each other. We've all shared employees at some point or another. So for the most part in Erie, they come in with no to very limited transportation experience. That is something you can teach. Transportation you can teach, just like you can teach anything else. You can't teach the drive. So in Erie, you know, it's definitely hired more on the motivation, what the person's needs are, and as to what our needs are. Where in the larger markets and what Cindy focuses on is absolutely different as well. So I'll let her touch on that. But in some of the other markets, you're in larger areas that are very heavily flooded with transportation people. So I think there becomes more of the, you're really looking for that person. You've got all kinds of people that know how to do it, but you want the right one for the right, for us, and that does want to grow and does understand the flexibility of it. And Cindy has an even different experience she can share.
Yeah, so the client that I'm dedicated to, in LP, we try and look more for a good culture fit. We still do that, but on top of that, they do need to have a certain skill set, a lot of cross-functional communications that need to be had. You need to have some transportation skills, some analytic skills, SQL, Tableau, things like that. That's what this client works with a lot. So while I love to hire people that have that great culture fit, that drive, we absolutely look for that first and foremost. But on this team, we do need a little bit more skill set.
Tracy or Cindy, I'm going to direct this question at either or both of you. Logistics Plus is a global company, as we know. Can you discuss the challenge of finding employees in the United States today compared to other areas of the world?
Other areas of the world, we rely more on recruiters. So it's different that way. In the U.S., it's the HR team doing most of the recruitment. We're vetting the resumes. We're doing that first phone call interview. We're setting up the either virtual or on-site interviews. Whereas internationally, we reach out to our recruiters saying, hey, this is what we're looking for. And then they do that process for us, but then we do the ultimate interview. And we also use not only here. Yeah, exactly. Our offices. So not only just here in the United States networking, we also use that overseas as well. So if we have an office of a few people, we reach out to them and say, hey, we're looking for this, or this opportunity has come to us. What do you got? And they would be the best to know more than us, I guess, just the policies and things like that of that country.
Let's go back for a moment and discuss culture again. How important is it to find new employees that both fit and embrace the LP culture?
The culture is what makes us. Like we said, play hard, work hard, but also embracing everybody's background, their past experiences, their points of view, the way they view things, and looking at everybody's ideas and finding a way that works best for the business and for the employees as well.
I think we're really blessed in the fact that we do have so many employees, especially in the Erie market, that don't come from transportation, right? So you have a different point of view. So it's refreshing and it keeps our culture, our culture, because they, you know, they're like, well, why don't we do it this way? Why do you have to do it this way? And so there's such a constant ebb and flow of new people and people that have different skill sets. And multiple times a year, a call has gone out and said, hey, everybody that can drive a forklift, let me know. I opened up a warehouse in California simply because I was a train the trainer at my previous position. So I could drive a forklift as well as set up the building. And I think that just streams through the whole company.
Yeah. It's a free spirit. It's a
entrepreneurial.
Yep. There's nobody that's stuck in a box. There's no inhibitions about going to your manager or somebody in a different department to share ideas. And I think that's really refreshing to a lot of the generations that don't feel like they're ever heard anymore on the job force.
Accepting different backgrounds was just mentioned. That leads me into the next question. How important is diversity to Logistics Plus?
For us, because we are a global organization and because we do so many different projects, we're not just a freight broker. We're not just, you know, those things. I think diversity is important. It's one of the reasons that, once again, we're blessed to be in Erie. We have, I don't have this same scenario in other states. And you can tell the interns, the international students. I mean, that has been, that's how he started his international department, literally. Was these kids, you know, they needed a place to go and needed places to do internships and things like that. And so for us, diversity is extremely important. It's one of the things that we talk about when we first talk to an employee as well, because it is so important that people understand that you have to feel that same way as well. And everyone needs to be treated fairly.
Are there other human resources challenges that we haven't discussed that you have as a growing global logistics company based in Erie?
Everything, but it's okay. That's why we're here, right? I think, you know, we have our morning meeting, you know, not real meetings, but we have our moments where you close the door and everybody goes in and screams, and that's okay. And you come out and you're like, we've got this. COVID has obviously changed. I think it's made it more difficult. You don't get to reach out and touch people. It has been something that has been a struggle in our culture because we are so used to collaborating together, and you can't collaborate together as well when you're not allowed to be in the same room. So I think every day brings a new challenge, but we just keep trucking. You just keep going, and you figure out, and that comes to back what Cindy and Maria and everyone has said. It's, you have to be flexible and you have to think outside of the box. And you have to be like, okay, well, this is a little bit difficult. Let's try this.
I know we touched base on this earlier, but can we go a little bit more in depth in regards to what type of positions you are looking to fill right now at Logistics Plus?
You want to start, Sim?
Sure. So I'm looking for a couple of senior analysts. I'm looking for somebody that can do order management. There's a couple more roles, transportation, operations specialist, but on my end, that's pretty much what I'm looking for our client.
Currently in Erie, we're looking for a couple accounting positions. We are looking for a staff accountant position, an accounts payable position, and I believe a collections position. And you can find these all at our website as well, which I believe we'll talk about in a little bit.
In other states currently, I need everything from a forklift driver to a logistics specialist. So those are also posted as well. We've gotten into, you know, a few years ago, we picked up a very large customer by accident. It totally changed the way, the trajectory, I think, as well. And it opened up so many more opportunities for people. So currently in four states cross-posted, we're looking for, you know, a project manager. And that can mean a lot of different things, obviously. But in transportation, what we're looking for exclusively is someone that can go on site somewhere else, you know, with an install and manage other teams as well as a team from LP for our 3PL and 4PL customers. But they are, I guess, need a couple warehouse managers. You know anybody in Jersey that would really help? Jersey's our hardest state still. We've seen some, you know, we do obviously because of the warehousing space, we always have temp positions available, but COVID has definitely made that a little more challenging. So I guess just about everything.
A topic that we discuss with a lot of our business clients is the rising cost of health benefits and how it's such a challenge for employers. How does Logistics Plus approach this important area?
So that is one of the things I'm most proud of. I get to hire people and tell them that I will give them benefits on day one. It is something that is unheard of, especially during COVID. It was unheard of 2 years ago. It's definitely unheard of now. I will put our health care plan up against any state. It's important for us in Erie, obviously, but it's also important, you know, in the other large markets. We still pay between 75 and 80% of the health care, which is also something that we've seen change in a lot of workplaces. And it's the thing that is most important to Jim. It is taking care of the employee. We're going to work you. You know, things are going to get a little scary sometimes, but we want to make sure that you are taken care of affordably and you have access to everything you need healthcare wise. So that is actually one of the least challenging things. Now, finding the money, absolutely. We just met with our broker and a couple new companies. We are not changing our healthcare provider, but because we did see an increase, we are trying to figure out other ways that we can absorb at LP and not pass on to our employees. I am thrilled to say that I have not raised the rates in 2 years, and we're trying to hold that this year.
Wow, that's another great example of the reciprocal, dedicated approach LP has towards its employees. For anyone that is listening today that would be interested, where should they go to find out more information about a possible career with Logistics Plus?
You can go to logisticsplus.com. That gives us all our history and all of what we're looking for.
We also do cross-post on Zip and Indeed, depending upon what market you're in, as well as LinkedIn. Erie, we do know that you don't get much more traffic from Indeed or Zip than you do from your website. In bigger states or in bigger metro areas, obviously we use the large guys as well.
And you can check out any of our social media pages too. Ryan and Scott are pretty good at advertising those openings too.
Tracy, Cindy, Maria, and Katie, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a wonderful program digging in deep to what human resources entails and what it means to a company like Logistics Plus. Is there anything else you'd like to mention that we didn't already cover?
Feel free to, we're always looking for good people. So, you know, regardless of your background, we're also, I think something we might have not mentioned is we take all backgrounds. We're just looking for good attitudes, and feel free to reach out to anybody at LP to talk about any of our positions or our culture, and specifically HR@logisticsplus.com. We can answer any questions. We'll take any resumes, talk to anybody.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the Business Spotlight.